What's happening, Catskill? You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. This is Chuck Ansbacher, Broody Duck, signing off.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carmen Borgia of Catskill, New York.
Thank you. Thank you. You're listening to Mirage Station on Waveforms WGXC 90.7 FM Acra Catskill Hudson. And my name is Mayuko. That shimmering, flickering, shining light we just listened to was a piece of music by Carl Stone, and it was titled Noor Mahal. I played it off of a compilation titled Electronic Music from 1972 to 2022, by Carl Stone. That particular track we heard was from 1987, and this compilation just is a brand new release of this year from Unseen Worlds record label. Ahead of that, we heard Grant Cutler, and the track was Hedge Pass from another brand new release, Garden, from Ether Sound record label. Adam Buffington gave us Forangar from yet another 2023 release, an album titled Rural Trash from Chocolate Monk record label. And we started today's show with not so new piece of music by Belgenland Jazz Band featuring two Japanese singers, Kikuyo Amano and Toru Hiroishi. Koi koso waga kokoro is the name of the song, but I bet many of you recognize what that song was really about, which was I can't give you anything but love, baby. I believe the original in the US was 1928 or something, and but these Japanese people, along with Belgenland Jazz Band, recorded this pretty much immediately after the original release, which is 1929. I played this track from a compilation that I bought from Japan, and it's titled Hata no Orchestra to Sono Jidai Dansongaku Gakudan no Tanjo. And it's a compilation of, you know, the jazz, opera, and all that kind of stuff that was performed on the cruises back in 1910 to 1920s. You know, obviously all the notes are written in Japanese, so I'm struggling to translate it, but I found an information about this Belgenland Jazz Band on the internet, which was on YouTube actually, for the track they performed, Sony Boy. But anyhow, Red Star Line Museum in Belgium posted this whole thing, and it says in the 1920s, Red Star Line offered world cruises, and the ship Belgenland used to board at Yokohama, Japan, during these cruises. And in January 27, 1929, the onboard Belgenland Jazz Band went to a Japanese recording studio to record six songs for Columbia Records in Japan. So this Koi koso waga kokoro, which is I can't give you anything but love, baby, was one of those six songs recorded with those two Japanese singers for a Japanese record label, record company, I guess. So that was the first set, and I would like to tell you about another radio program that I post, sorry, not post, which I host here on WGXC. This week happens to be like me doing radio shows twice, and the other radio program is called Bequency, and it airs every fourth Saturday of the month. And it's a radio program all about bird people in the Hudson Valley. Bequency invites the local community to be inspired by the joy, beauty, and wisdom bird enthusiasts find in the nature of our neighborhoods. Every episode features an interview with local bird people, plus a freeform mix of sounds made by birds and humans inspired by birds. And so the fourth Saturday of this month, April, is this Saturday, which is 22nd. And for this episode, I interviewed Anne Bloomfield, a field biologist who specializes in birds. She manages Applied Farmscape Ecology Program at Hudson Valley Farm Hub, which is in Ulster County. Hudson Valley Farm Hub is a nonprofit center for regenerative agriculture, and they develop programs and practices to align with their mission of fostering an equitable and ecologically resilient food system, one that meets the economic and social needs of our communities while working in partnership with natural systems. I specifically asked Anne about American kestrel, which is a North America's littlest falcon, and to hear how Anne and other members of the Hudson Valley Farm Hub, how they work together, and each person brings their knowledge and expertise to the table, is truly inspiring. And I really hope you will tune in for this interview. So that's why I'm talking about it now. You know, many of us may be too often obsessed with being the one who is right, the one who knows what's right, and the one who tells others what's right. But ultimately, you being the right person doesn't really help anything, because nobody can make real changes all on their own. And I think what's more important is how we can do the right thing together to help each other do the right thing as much as we can. That is, you know, it's not always easy to do the right thing due to a lot of different circumstances, and that's why we need to help each other. So when you receive criticism, I think it's good to think of it as an opportunity for myself to do the right thing, and, you know, as opposed to being obsessed with being the right one and being defensive and all that. You know, and at the same time, it's also important to set boundaries too, and to see if the person criticizing you, if they're willing to, like, really work with you and help you figure out the right thing to do, then I think it's really, their opinions are valuable. But if you feel like they're just into being the right one, and they just like to tell others what's wrong and not really willing to engage with you in a meaningful way, then, you know, there's really no need to waste your time on that person, which seems very often the case on social media. And I'm kind of so glad that I'm got off all of it at this point. But there's a lot wonderful, meaningful communication that can happen in the real world. And I think it has really helped me get my heart in the right place to hear Anne talking about her work and hear some of the specific ways that she and her colleagues at the Hudson Valley Farm Hub, that they work together and figure things out together. And it's all very specific, and it's all about also about birds, since this is a bird program. So again, this interview with Anne Bloomfield from Hudson Valley Farm Hub in Ulster County will air this coming Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, on my bird radio program, Bequency. So I hope you tune in. And on that note, I'm kind of running out of time a little bit. So let's go back to listen to music. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah.
talking over a track by Giuseppe Jellisi and Nicola Ratti titled Two from 2007 release Bellows. And ahead of that, we heard Leslie Keffer. Larkspur was the name of the track from Pollute, which is a brand new release from Nor Part of It record label. Beatings Are in the Body gave us Trip Loop from self-titled album Beatings Are in the Body, another 2023 release. And the second set started with Busque Orchestra, Un Che Un Fonfa from Molly Herzog. This program has been Mirage Station, and I've been Mayuko, and you're listening to Waveforms WGXC Radio. Coming up next is the Bedazzled Radio Hour, broadcasting from Spike's Record Rack on Main Street in Catskill. It'll be after the local news, so don't go anywhere. Thanks for listening. I hope to have you join me again the next time.